Chapter 2. Undine. Hive Tyke. Lux Allegra could not believe what she was seeing. The commander had been in the Underhive for a number of days. Her mission had been simple: locate the Lord Governor and get him to safety. With the hive world of Undine going to hell about them, hivers rioting, communities flooding, hundreds of thousands trapped under collapsing accretia and rubble, it seemed ironic that she, a former ganger, should be the one selected to lead the rescue. That Lux Allegra, who had lived so long by the edge of her knives and the whim of the ocean currents, should be chosen to pull the bastard bluebloods out. As underhiver and pirate, she had robbed the Lord Governor and his hive of monies and supplies. She had outrun his pirate hunters, his enforcers, and maritime guard. That was before she had been caught, press-ganged and promoted, however. Now she wore the hated uniform, the beret and the blue and white stripe, the flak plate and pads.
"Why me, sir?"
Allegra had put to General Pfeiffer.
"Surely someone with consular experience would be more appropriate. A flag officer."
"Stop apologizing for what you're not," the general had grizzled back. "I don't need somebody to hold the governor's cloak-tails."
Everyone knew where the beacon spire was. As both pirate and commander, Allegra had used the rotating lamps of the Lantern Palace to navigate the Shantipelagos and hazards of sunken architecture on the seaward approach to Hive Tyke. Few others among the Undine 41st Maritime would have been able to navigate their way down through the city's crumbling levels and substrata, and Chief Golander and the 20 Maritime Guard under her command had been glad of her knowledge and assurance. With the beacon spire landing pad destroyed, along with the mighty plasma lamps themselves, and the Lantern Palace collapsing about them, Allegra had been forced to take them down. The seas had quaked, the island hives had shaken, the Lord Governor, aged and infirm, had to be ripped from his pipes, tubes, and wheeled throne. Carried between two valets, it would have been difficult enough to get the aristocrat out. Artemis Borghese refused to leave, however, without the menagerie of extended family and hangers-on who had rushed to the Spire Palace for safety. With these, the patriarch included the palace servants and pets. While Allegra had been glad of the extra guns in the form of the ceremonial spire guardians, she had Chief Golander shoot the Lord Governor's retinue of prize flippered marine mammals, just to end the argument. Even then, the emaciated Borghese forced the rescue party to wait while he had his valets dress him in his old fleet dress uniform, complete with medals and bicorn hat.
"It just doesn't seem appropriate," Allegra had told the general. "I'm of the Brethren. I've robbed, pillaged, and stolen from this man and his spire kin."
"And now I want you to steal him away," Pfeiffer had insisted. "The extraction will be hot. The transport will get to you where it can, but you may have to improvise."
With her marineers leading the way with their assault las rifles, Allegra escorted the mob of inbreeds and palace favourites down through the stairwells of Factoria and Hab levels, down into the derelict Underhive. An evacuation from the airy villa terraces had to be abandoned due to the shuttle being overwhelmed by swarms of terrified hivers. The pickup became ugly, with the shuttle being rushed and crashing into the spire wall. The mob turned on the maritime guard, and Allegra was forced to order Imperial civilians shot just to keep the madness at bay. A second lift simply didn't happen. Allegra had instructed Chief Golander to establish a perimeter amongst the Sky Talons and Gigabarge dry docks. There, they had joined forces with Commander Hector Sizikis and five of his enforcers in their black carapace armour. Forced to abandon their precinct house due to rioting and gangs emboldened by the chaos, the enforcers had been fighting running battles through the freight stacks. Hours overdue, and faced with small armies of trigger-happy gangers driven up through the sublevels by flooding, Allegra ordered the marineers and their charges on. The commander had little choice but to push down through the Underhive and out through the pontoon shanties. There were fewer gangers taking potshots at the marineers and enforcers, but the sublevels were filling with rising seawater, and some sections were now fully submerged. Gravity quakes collapsed tunnels both before and behind them, sending torrents of floodwater through the depths that swept away several of their number. Borghese had struggled. The Lord Governor had seen more of his hive primus in the last 20 hours than the tray centenarian had experienced in his elongated life. Even carried by his valets, the physical demands of the descent were too much for him. Combined with the overexcitement of riots and gunfire, the extraction meant to save Artemas Borghese's life almost took it on several occasions. Every few levels brought on a fresh attack of organ failure, and the personal physicians Borghese had insisted on including in their party had to resuscitate the mouldering aristocrat.
"I'm not saying you need to lay on the airs and graces, Commander," Pfeiffer had said, "but the man is the planetary governor, the God Emperor's representative on this world. I don't care how hurt his sensibilities are, but I need you to get him out of there alive and in one piece. Understood?"
The commander had nodded. The commander had saluted. It was less simple than that in the hive. For 2 days, the mariners navigated a labyrinthine hell of flooded darkness, losing a number of the grandees' frail relatives to the rigors of exposure and exhaustion. The Vox channels kept Allegra apprised regarding the impossibilities of a planetary invasion that she could not see. Across her headset, in the dripping gloom of the depths, the insanity and slaughter reported and described seemed distant and unreal. It was unnerving, regardless. Allegra kept her men focused on the mundane. Reconnaissance, the conservation of power, and keeping the Master Vox and the power packs of their las rifles as dry as possible. When Chief Golander blasted the rusted lock mechanism from the maintenance opening and kicked open the metal cover, water flowed out while daylight flooded in. Leading the way with her las pistol and shielding her eyes, the commander stepped out on the rockcrete. What she experienced made her want to return to the cold and dark of the claustrophobic underhive. It was horrific. Lux Allegra could not believe what she was seeing.